This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Let's talk about njengamanje. We have someone born and raised in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, in Durban, actually. Uzowu Madikga, the quintessential artist who represents the present and the future of South African music. Drawing from human experiences, identity, and storytelling, she creates a distinct sound to communicate a modern, evolving African story without actually losing its essence. Now, as a lively, transcendent performer with a background in classical and jazz training, she is known to enchant audiences into another world while having an evocative individualism in fashion and imagery. Sizo, we thank you so much for availing yourself right here on MET Radio. Unjani?
Siyaphila njani?
Siyaphila, masiyaphila.
Awu, siyabonga ukuthi sibe sonke, nani ngicela nje nokukhonza nje kubo bonke abalaleli, all the students, all those abaphasayo, yabona nje. Ngithi nje hello to everyone olalelayo.
Siyabonga kakhulu, man. So now, you are back in the city again, and this time was Patele, a collaborative concert with Something Soweto. It's called Future Is Now, and it's live at the Playhouse this Saturday, the 28th of October. I'd just like to know, Oguti, how did this idea come about, actually, for the two of you to come together like this? Because when I actually think about it, it makes so much sense, man. So how did it actually come about?
Oh, well, what I can say is that Something Soweto, I think what we can all agree on is that umuntu esimkhonze kakhulu as South Africa, you know, he's been able to carve such an incredible path for himself, you know. And when Ubanda Banda Agency came and approached us with the idea of doing a duo gig, it was just a beautiful thing to realize. Ukuthi besanda kwenza ama sold out show corner lapha eThekwini, and we just wanted to just come back. I know mina nje ngizohlezi ngithole excuse ukuthi ngizovakasha nje ekhaya, you know. But it was beautiful to be able to then just say yes to that, and njengomuntu engimkhonzile. And also I think the beauty of it is that tomorrow is the birthday of one of our incredible KZN queens, Mambusi Mhlongo, you know. So to be able to just come njengentsha to celebrate our music, but also to keep her in mind, I think is just such a powerful thing. So there was no way I could say no.
Definitely. And also mentioning that, you know, the spirit of our cultural icon, again, the late Mambusi Mhlongo, has been invoked ahead of tomorrow's concert. It's her heavenly birthday tomorrow. And I'd just like to know, Oguti, what does Mambusi Mhlongo mean to you? And does this coincidence make the experience of this concert that extra special for you?
Oh, it is definitely extra special for me because ngicabanga uMambusi Mhlongo, ngicabanga umuntu osikhumbuza ukuthi sobani njengabantu, umuntu osikhumbuza umlando wethu. She's someone that is a cultural icon and that has been such an important part of who it is that we are. She is the blueprint. And so to be able to, for us to even be performing in the first place is because of women like her. And we really do just ask for her spirit to watch over us and be with us, celebrate, to keep her alive, and to be, you know, making memories and to keep ourselves alive in the music, you know, because music is just that powerful. So it really does make it special. Ukuthi, you know, Intokazi Yethu is having her heavenly birthday while we are celebrating.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, the future is now, and that's what the concert is called. I'd like to know the meaning behind this title, and I guess maybe the thought process that went into coming up with it.
Well, I guess this is the brain power of Ubanda Banda. But I think for me, what I gather from the future is now is that, you know, a lot of the times it's said that, you know, young people are the future generation. It's always spoken of as though we are a thing to come, as opposed to a present existence, you know? Mm. And I think what I love about the poster is that it is just a reminder that those that will be in attendance at the show and the youth at large is just our future is right now. We are making the future. We are the present leaders. We're not just future leaders. We are present leaders in whatever field that we are here to conquer, you know? So, you know, I take that in stride. And yeah, ngijabulisa nje leyo nto ukuthi we are in the here and now. Really.
Oh, amazing. Now, it's also your first time ever performing at the Playhouse. How do you feel seeing that it's finally happening? And maybe what does achieving such a feat mean to you?
Yes, I have had the honor of performing in different parts of the world, different parts of the country. But there is nothing like being able to perform at home. njengomuntu nje umuntu wasemgungu Ndlovu who was born in Overport eThekwini. It's so humbling that the stories that impact people's lives are able to impact abantu ekhaya, you know. So it really is amazing and it really is beautiful.
Definitely. Now, you and Something Soweto are also working on a joint album. What's that sounding like and what can we expect to hear from that album?
Well, we actually aren't working on an album. It really is just a stage performance that we are doing, but we are very much open to collaborations in the near future. You know, it's all love and something. And so Bona, what the future holds. It really is definitely exciting, though.
Definitely, definitely. Now, we know you've got a busy day and a busy weekend ahead, so we're not going to keep you for too long. Thank you so much.
As we talk, I'm at the airport. We are in transit. We are coming.
My goodness.
Via by force, by fire. We are coming for ETF.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
So we are so excited, and thank you so much for having me.
So, are the tickets still available? Where can people find them? And maybe in just 5 words, what kind of experience can music lovers expect tomorrow?
So, what I can say is that tickets are definitely still available. So, I implore ukuthi nje abantu basekhaya basiphothe baze and let us have fun, let us make memories, let us make magic. So, they're available at web tickets, but the listeners and the music lovers can also go to our social media platforms. All the links are there in the bio as well. And what I can say is that this is going to be a cultural reset, you know. It's going to be a time for us to remember who it is that we are. It's going to be the time of our lives. We will be dancing, laughing, crying, twerking, singing, making memories, keeping the memory of Umambo Simhlongo alive. And just having ourselves a beautiful time because the future is now.
This is Zoe. Thank you so much. That was amazing.
All
the best. Cannot wait to see you tomorrow.
Oh, siyabonga. I'll be looking for you in the audience.
Nakanjani.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.